This is rezoning at 839 Panett Road under file DAZ 231 of 2014 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following items will be heard at the same time. Item 3, which is a variance at 839 Panett Road under file DAV 173381 of 2014D.
Okay. Thank you. And Councillor Schreier has recused himself from this meeting in light of a conflict, so ask the applicant to come forward. And Mr. Pardeep Buhler, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the other gentleman. Simon, Honeymore, here you are. Okay. Could you state your names and addresses for the record, please?
Pardeep Buhler, 27 Corland Bay.
Simon Honeymore, 6 Faraway Lane.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Thanks. Good evening. First of all, I'd like to ask if there is anybody registered in opposition.
At this point, I'm showing none. There's 3 individuals registered thus far for information.
Okay. Okay, I think we'll make this a lot quicker than the last one. I saw Councillor Boardy yawning earlier, so I think you're going to be a little late here. My partner Simon's going to tell you a little bit about our proposal here, and then I just have a couple of clarifications on the ACG report that I'll go over after. Thank you.
Okay. We're dealing with both of your items, the rezoning and the variance, concurrently. So.
All right, we're here for the proposed rezoning of an infill development at 839 Panett Road from C3 to RMU. We believe this land is more suitable for a residential development rather than some of the approved uses for C3, such as a car wash or a motel. This site is surrounded by ample transit access, a hospital, great shopping, and recreational facilities. We're proposing to build a residential development in 2 phases, totaling 150 doors. Parking is a mix of underground and surface, consisting of 187 spots, and the administration is in support of our development plans thus far.
We do have some copies of the proposed plan if you'd like to take a look.
Sure. Oh, okay. Sure. Thanks.
As Simon said, it is an infill development. It is mixed use. There's shopping facilities next door. Panett has been widened already. There's been work done. Further north, there's been new development, but most of it has been senior-based, and we think this particular property is more suitable for our residential mixed use, and it will be catered toward new residents that are moving out of their existing houses in the neighborhood. There's a stock of older rental to the west of the property, so it does make a good fit for the area. I think councillors are very familiar with the site as well. There's an old derelict house on it right now, which is probably 60, 70 years old, which will be taken out and cleared as part of the development.
Okay.
As far as the administrative report goes, I just have a couple of 3 items actually that I'd like to go over. The first is there's item number 3 here that says the developer shall provide a cash payment representing 10% of the appraised value of the development application. I believe this is perhaps a little oversight. According to the development parameters and standard procedure, we are prepared to pay our fair share as the whatever the increase in value might be due to the rezoning process. But according to what the wording says here, it says as determined by the city, so that kind of leaves it very vague. We'd like that clause to be clarified and perhaps reworded to reflect what it is in other applications. Item number 2. As I mentioned, Panett has been widened or is being widened. There's new concrete sidewalks and so forth being developed there. One of the items on the ACG report is that the city is requiring frontage portion of our land that they need for the widening. And it's under plan consideration of Schedule B of the ACG report. And a comment I'd like to make on that is that we actually, could you pass that over, please, to the councillors? We actually had an offer from the City of Winnipeg to purchase this front portion for a certain amount. We've accepted that offer, and that's been sent to the city. So I believe that this item here would be really null and void. Second consideration. And number three is that I did have some conversation with the administration with regards to the costs involved with this development and what's been indicated under the servicing agreement condition, servicing clause B of the Schedule B. We are prepared to pay whatever our fair share is. There's a large TSR of $22,000, $22,500 per acre, as well as land drainage and our share of Panet Road. The only real, I guess, issue that I had was that the clause regarding water main extension also doesn't seem to be too clear to us. It says the developer shall, at no expense to the city, extend 300-millimeter water main on Panet Road to the north property line. I'm not certain at this point where exactly the water line is up to. Our assumption was that there is water service on Panet Road. My conversation with the administration as of today was that they would get some clarification as to where the water line is, and we would just like to be clear on exactly what our costs are going to be, what our responsibility is for this development for the water main. I think perhaps the wording should be that whatever is required in order to service this property for this development would be at our expense, and we're prepared to pay whatever our fair share is. That's about all I have. If you have any questions.
Any questions right now of the applicants? No, seeing none. You'll have an opportunity to come back to speak to these items again based on the delegations. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else who is here on this item in support and has not filled out one of these forms? Anybody else who's in support? Seeing none, I'll move on. Anybody here in opposition to this item? Anybody here in opposition to this item who has not filled out one of these forms? Seeing none. Anyone here for, I have three folks registered for information. You could speak if you wish, or you could just indicate that you're here for information. Sean Remyard? Sean Remyard, registered for information. Okay. Justin Bellew, just for information. Thank you. And Leon Rhyme, for information. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else here for information that did not fill out one of the forms on this item? Seeing none, I'll call back the applicants. Just if you guys could come forward again. Maybe we'll just start at the top. The first issue you raised, from what I understand, in the ACG was the issue under Schedule B of the ACG. February 21st, 2014. The item A, the issue of the right-of-way.
Yes.
And you submitted that letter that was sent to you. I think
it was an offer that was made to us from the City of Winnipeg a couple of months ago.
Where is that letter? Thanks. So this was made from Neil Gifford,
correct,
real estate officer. So have you seen this?
No. Okay. And as per my conversation with Neil of probably about a week to 10 days ago, they requested that this be dealt with before the hearing today and concluded, that according to his recommendation that we should accept this offer prior to it, and we agree with the administration.
Okay. Just Mr. Jasper's having a look at it.
Yes. I would assume that Mr. Jasper would have been familiar with it. Mr. Gifford indicated when I spoke to him on the phone last week that he would be contacting the planning department. I'm not sure who he spoke to or contacted.
So as a background to this,
I know the city has been requires a widening on that site for I think it's an AT path, and they have been talking to the two churches and I guess all the people along there. The intent, from what I understand, is that what they were going to do was negotiate a price, buy it, and then when the developer makes an application to subdivide or rezone, then they were going to ask for the money back or charge the developer for it, which is sort of typical City of Winnipeg dealings. So I mean, we could change our agreement to say that the developer will pay for the widening, and so when the city pays for it, then we'll ask for the money back. I mean, that's
but at the end of the day,
that's the end of the day. At the end of the day, from the city's point of view, you're saying the city should receive no cost.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, that would be the net.
That would
be the result.
That is the norm when you resubdivide the land. If there's a widening required, that you dedicate the land. Yes. And the city does not pay for it.
So why was an offer made?
I think the offer was made because, from my understanding, is they weren't aware that an application was coming forward. Because from what I understand from our real estate department is they have made offers all the way down the street because they do need a widening.
But the ACG is dated this February 21st, 2014. It's 1 year ago, right? The ACG that I have in front of me here. And this is...
So it should be 2015. That's my fault.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought you guys had been working on this for a year. Okay.
I was slow at getting things in. Okay. Sorry.
All right, we will amend that. So, okay. So then that's what the issue is. So do you understand what Mr. Jasper is saying?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, they're saying that, yeah, we offer to buy some property from you, and then we want the money back after we give it to you, essentially, if I understand it. Our application was, I believe, it was well prior to this offer being made to us. Our application was made sometime in October or November. And it has been in the property planning department. So I received a legitimate offer from the city of Winnipeg to purchase this piece of land, and we responded to it and said, yes, okay, fine.
So you've accepted the offer?
I accepted the offer. It's been sent by my lawyer to the city. Now, if the property, the property is zoned C3, if the property wasn't coming up for rezoning for another 5 years, then the city would have no choice but to pay us the money. If we chose to build something under C3, but I mean, this doesn't make sense to me to be making a legitimate offer and then asking for the money back.
The city's aware you've accepted the offer?
Well, they made us the offer, we accepted it.
Okay.
So.
Our real estate department
wants to pay for it. It's just in our normal rezoning, we get a widening.
Okay, so it was right after that.
I could make a recommendation to the committee if they choose.
Okay, and then the other issue that you had raised regarding the.
The other issue I raised is every other agreement that we've entered into with the city of Winnipeg as far as dedication goes, and according to the city's own parameters, is that whatever we should be liable for 10% of the dedication of as a result of the increase in the value as a result of the rezoning process. And the way the wording is done here, it's basically the city saying that we can decide whatever the value of your development is, and we can charge you 10% at our discretion.
Okay. Any thoughts on that, Greg?
Well, actually, the parameters do read exactly how this is worded. One of the ways they calculate the development application is to look at the increased value. That's one of the ways that they determine what the dedication should be. And so they may in fact do it that way. But in terms of the development parameters, the parameters actually read that it's 10% of the development application. So we're just putting exactly the parameters here.
I've never seen an application that would represent in this way that the city can arbitrarily decide whatever they want to charge. I understand, but
I'm not
arguing with you. You're an expert on.
We're just following the parameters, and that's what the parameters read.
What I'm saying is, we're prepared to pay our share, and generally, it is the 10% as an increased result of. The zoning application, and if the zoning is approved, there's an increase in value to the property, and our dedication is 10% of that.
Why the clause, the standard dedication clause, specifically is in terms of the increased value based on the rezoning that's taking place and the value, the market value increase of that land based on that increase. Why is that wording just not simply here? Instead,
because the actual wording is 10% of the development application.
That is the wording, but we also have the land dedication policy adopted by council.
That is the wording, and that's the policy and everything else. Now, what happens is that depending on the application, depending on what's happening, what they'll do is they'll say when they calculate the development application. They'll say it's based on the increased value of the land plus the lots created. That's one way of calculating the dedication value. So we're saying the same thing. If the applicant feels that, we could change the clause to say market value. It's no different than what this clause is.
I'm just looking at the clause coming up on the next application that we're dealing with, or the one after that. That in lieu of the requirement for land dedication, a sum of money calculated as 10% of the increase of market value of the land and the creation of additional lots.
Yes. That is correct. It's, that is what we're asking for.
So if we said that, would that give you a better peace of mind?
Absolutely.
That's no problem. It's the same. Okay. It's the same clause. It's okay. Just worded different.
Right. Exactly, Mr. Jasper and the committee. We just wanted a clarification. When we get into legalities, yeah, here, and it says, you know, as determined by the city, and the city says, well, your development application is worth $480 billion, we'd like so much, right? So
I hear what you're saying, yeah. And I've also got a note from Mr. Mahi, who's unavailable, Mr. Veach is here tonight, is that the planning department would like to, because you're filing an RMU application, potential for commercial, they want to ensure that in terms of the planner's report, under section 2A(I), Roman numeral I, 1, that also be amended to ban third-party advertising billboards.
That's fine.
And mobile signs.
We have no issue with that.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions at this point? Did you have anything else?
No, just the last item that I previously mentioned with regards to the water main.
Right.
If Mr. Jasper can illuminate us on...
right. Sorry about that. I forgot about that. Okay.
Yes. You need a water main for fire purposes. The water main is further to the south.
You got to speak up.
So the administration is asking that you install the water main. You need to have a water main on your frontage. And right now there is no water main that's capable of doing it.
How far is the water line from this property? Do you have that information?
Yeah.
It's to the south limit of your existing lot.
Just
across the street.
South of the property to the church?
It's south of the property. So south of the, by the church.
Okay. So my question again was that we would just like a clarification. Instead of saying the wording here says basically if there was no water line to the south of the property, then the way it's saying here is that we would start it from the south portion and take it up to the north portion, it'd be a dead line. So I guess basically what we're asking for was a little clarification, but if the property to the south, the water line is there, then we can leave the clause as it is. We'll be in agreement with it.
Okay. Any other?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. I don't have any questions, Councilor Brolin? No. Okay. Do you want to move motions, or did you want to take the chair, or how do you want to do this? You want to take the chair? All right. I'll move that the public service, that the report by the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Opposed? Aye.
Carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in with the following amendments, namely under the planner's report, that a clause be added banning that no billboard signs nor mobile signs be allowed on the entire RMU site. Further amendment is that clause number 3 be struck, and in its place a new number 3 that would state this, that in lieu of the requirement of land dedication, comma, a sum of money, comma, calculated as 10% of the increase in market value of the land and the creation of additional lots be paid to the city. Period. Okay.
Okay.
And the other amendment, I think, based on what the applicant had said, I think the water main is pretty self-explanatory. That has to be installed. Just flipping to the ACG report now. And that there's no issue there. Though I guess I first of all, I want to amend the date on the ACG reports to reflect today's date on Schedule B. But in terms of A, my thought is that the city made an offer, and the offer has been accepted, and that ship has sailed. So I would move that clause A be struck, and all the clauses re-lettered accordingly. In the future, I think it would be advisable to somehow ensure that within the same department that we ensure that these things are somehow coordinated so we don't make offers out of turn.
What was the number in that letter? Like, how much are we talking?
$14,000.
Comment on that. So legal services has advised us that we shouldn't be renumbering anything in ACG reports, so so we'll just delete it and leave the numbering as is, if you're okay with that.
In the future, the attorneys, the letters should be the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna name the clauses after our staff and legal services.
I think if the lawyers want to have these change or new rules, they should be here with us, you know. Anyway, okay, that's fine. All right. I just want to say to support the application that clearly there, it's been pointed out, the public service, I think, has done a great job in terms of indicating the fact that this is consistent with our Winnipeg. You have multiple family across the street. You have the upgrade that has been made to Panet Road.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be able to accommodate this development quite handedly. The area is on one side bounded by Elijah Moitié Boulevard, on the other side a four-lane major collector. It is very appropriate just from the uses in the area and the road system that there be density here. And this is internal, this is infill density, infill development, which is positive, and it will assist the tax base of the city of Winnipeg. So I'll move that forward, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move the supporting reasons already. I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Just note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted on the rezoning. All persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Okay, on to the variance.
On to the variance. I'll move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All's in favor.
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
Move receipt of public representations be concluded.
All's in favor.
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
I move that in accordance with subsection 2473 of the City of Winnipeg Charter, the variance is consistent with Plan Winnipeg and any applicable secondary plan. B, does not create a substantial adverse effect on the amenities, use, safety, and convenience of the adjoining property and adjacent area, including an area separated from the property by a street or waterway. C, is the minimum modification of a zoning bylaw required to relieve the injurious effect of the zoning bylaw on the applicant's property, and D, is compatible with the area in which the property is to be affected, in which the property to be affected is situated. And the same supporting comments.
Okay, all's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
I move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in and the variance be approved.
All's in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, carried.
I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Very good. All's in favor? Opposed, carried.
Please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order, which will be mailed to all persons registered.
Very good.